a collegiate day to you, dear listener. Thanks for tuning in to Theater of Delights, today's top audio stories, here in the Pleasure Zone. We now return to today's thrilling drama. After integrating the Boston school system, our heroes have officially been invited to enroll in the Ivy League. But how will their wolf antics be received in Cambridge of old? Find out on Massachusetts Werewolves, Episode 5, Good Wolf Hunting. It's me, the Dean, talking, if you couldn't tell. That's why I'm at a podium in front of this huge crowd of co-eds, who I am very proud of as we enter a new year of college. I, for one, can't wait to do this whole commencement ceremony we're at right now. But before we start, a few moments of house cleaning up top. Number one. Apologies for the graduation music. Just to make clear, you are not graduating, you are beginning college. This is why it is a commencement ceremony. Number two, I'd like to welcome a very special guest, appointed by the president himself to Harvard College, Marty McWolf. Come on up here, Marty.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. It is an honor to share this podium with you.
Marty, you convinced the president to let vampires be bused into other schools, ending racism forever. And for that, you have been accepted into Harvard as an honorary member with 3+1s, so all your friends can come too.
That's right, Mr. Dean. My pals, Shailene and Tommy, and even my pops. We're all here, and we're going to make a better future for ourselves with books and so forth.
Holy moly, everyone. Isn't that the Harvard way?
I love you, Harvard!
Give it up one more time for Marty. Only just one more thing I'm going to whisper in his ear now, so no one else can hear it.
Joe, what is it?
A street wolf like you will never be accepted within the esteemed halls of Harvard. And that's me saying that. The Dean.
Oh no, that's not good. Bad news, guys. It's me, Marty. It's Leda. And I need everyone in this freshman dorm room we're lounging in to listen up.
Not now, Marty. I'm sitting next to my lava lamp.
And you'll mind your tone with me. I'm your father.
I'm the fourth roommate, Steven. You guys keep it down so I can jack off?
Sorry, everybody, but this is serious. I think the Dean is trying to get us kicked out of Harvard.
What the hell? I love these esteemed halls.
He thinks we're low-class werewolves from Wolfsboro, and we don't belong on campus.
But I'm not a werewolf. I'm just a normal boy.
No, Steven, not you.
I guess I'll have to go back to jacking off in my room.
That's our room, mind you, Steven.
Go fall in it, too, old man.
Ah, we're having issues with cohabitation.
No way they are kicking us out of Harvard. This is my chance to better myself with an education.
I don't know what to do about it, Tommy. He doesn't like us for who we are. And this may be our one chance to escape the ragtag life of Boston crime.
I'm fine with it, I suppose.
Of course, you don't mind, Dad. You already went to college.
I worked in a steel mill from the ages of 13 to 47 until outsourcing forced me into a path of desperate violence.
Right, so you don't mind. But I got smells class tomorrow morning. That's my major.
I'm majoring in the color of sound.
Boys, you just forget that stuffy old Dean. You keep your wolf nose in a good book
and soon you'll be howling with upward economic mobility. You're right, Pops. It's going to take more than some windbag to keep Wolfhouse down. This storm is called Wolfhouse, by the way. Wolfhouse, awoo!
Wolfhouse, awoo!
I, Shailene, from the previous episodes, can't believe it's already been 1 week since I've started class at Harvard.
I know, and we're already going steady as GFWF, which of course stands for Girlfriend Wolf Friend. Did you ever think we'd be sitting at the Harvard Square Donkeys like this? Instead of working in it, or alternatively robbing it with a gun and turning into a werewolf?
You're so right, Maddie, and it's a perfect place for me to study finance and law. Thank you for getting me into Harvard by ending racism.
It was my privilege to bring everyone but Nikolai, who due to his vampire nature is unable to leave his gang affiliation behind.
Hey, do you think I could become president of the United Nations General Assembly?
I don't see why not. Hey, pass the Dunkin' Donuts stuffed bagel minis. Well, well, well. Look what the dean dragged in. A pile of wolf crap. Harvard Dean. Oh, great. Now I can't eat anything in here because it's all contaminated with the musk of the serving classes.
What's your problem, Dean of all Harvard? We're just trying to study and enjoy the autumnal specials here at Dunkin'.
I'll be frank with you, Shailene. And maybe you can pass this message along to your WF or wolf friend. I want all of you Wolfsboro trash out of my college. You don't have what it takes to learn all this special knowledge we have. We'll show you. My girl's going to be president of the UN General Assembly. Don't make me scoff. You better not. Oh, what, Mick Wolf? I pull my arm back threateningly as if to punch you in the face and you flinch, which means I win. Ha ha ha. That's it. I'm standing up from my Dunkin' stool.
Maddie!
I don't know if we have a problem, but I have half a mind to turn into a wolf and handle it. Oh, no. Ha ha ha. I'm already wearing my jean shorts, pal. I'll munch you up like an elk.
Maddie, don't. I'm holding you back.
Here's the thing, wolf crap. I don't even need to wait for you to fail your classes because you don't have what it takes to live the life of a Harvard man. I can tie a sweater around my neck over a polo as well as anyone else. That may be so, but you'll never be able to slam as much Sam Adams as me this Saturday at the annual Welcome Week kegger. What did you say?
Maddie!
I drink so much beer from being at college for 30 years that I could outchug all of Wolf House, which I know because I know the name of all the student associations. You're on, Dean. This Saturday, after I learn all week, we're going to drink so much that my brain forgets all of it. Through damage. Now shake my hand. Sure thing, Mick Wolf. Just kidding. I pull it back at the last second and brush my salt and pepper hair. Damn you! I'm off to Chipotle. See you later, Mick Wolf crap. I'm so mad I'm knocking over the Dunkin' Donuts table.
Oh no, the stuffed bagel minis.
So you see here, on the chalkboard I'm writing on, these smells are from the dump.
Sweet Lord Thomas, it's me, Marty's dad. And it appears you've shocked our shared smells class professor into stunned silence by solving the impossible smells equation.
What's wrong, Teach? I'm too good at smells because of how I'm a werewolf? Well, let that be a lesson. To let werewolves into Harvard now.
Boy, right of conquest, that makes you an official professor of smells at Harvard School of Hard Sciences.
Why don't you get out of here, Teach? This is my smells class. Watch him go. Watch him walk out the door. All right, class. Things are going to be done a little bit differently around these parts now that I'm the teacher. Let's discuss smells. We'll start with the basics. The hardware store. Who is interrupting my class?
Hey, sorry, Professor. It's me, Marty. Please excuse me. I'm just looking for my friend.
Do you know where you are, young man? This is a Harvard Smells wing.
I'm sorry about that. Wait, Tommy!
That's Professor O'Wolflin to you. Smells prodigy and unpaid staff.
Hi, Marty. Hi, Dad. Tommy, can I talk to you really quickly in the hallway?
All right, class, take five. I want everyone to think about how a gas station smells as I walk outside and I'm closing the door.
Sorry about interrupting your class. I didn't know you were teaching it.
This is my future, Maddie. I'm a genius of smells.
Listen, this is more important than that. The dean has challenged us to a chug-off.
Excuse me?
The dean's trying to chug us off at the Welcome Week kegger, Tommy. 4-1.
He's gonna get 3 other deans to do this?
No, him against us, Tommy.
That's ridiculous. I can drink so much beer. I have the liver of a wolf.
I know, Tommy. I do too, but he's been at college for 30 years. He's gotta be a legend.
That's awesome.
I just need you to be there and ready to chug.
I'm supposed to be working on my dissertation during the Welcome Week kegger.
What? You gotta out-chug the dean!
I'm a professor now, Marty. I can't abandon my responsibilities to my students and my field.
You just became professor 2 minutes ago. You can't be a professor next week?
Don't you get it? I'm the best there's ever been. I can smell a cabbage patch from downtown. This is my chance. Don't you see that?
This Saturday, you're going to be there. And you're going to drink 400 beers, or every werewolf in Boston is going to pay the price of collegiate discrimination at this esteemed university.
I can't do it. Marty, I'm sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must return to my students.
Sometimes, I don't know why I moved into Wolf House with you. You're abandoning Wolf House.
Let's discuss poop.
Welcome Week kegger!
What a Welcome Week kegger several days later. I didn't realize these boys did it Harvard style. Look at that crimson pride.
Yeah, I guess. That dean can really slug him back. He doesn't seem concerned about our upcoming chug-off one lick. Just look at him, making a wizard staff out of his consumed cans of natural light. All right, Wolfhouse, huddle up.
You mean me?
Not you, Steven. I meant my dad and Shailene since Tommy isn't here.
Because I'm just here to go in a new bathroom and jack off.
Steven, I've been meaning to speak with you. I know you've been using my deodorant.
Zoomy, old man. Oh, wait. You're poor.
I hate you, Steven Curran. I've hated you since the moment you've unloaded your duffel onto your bunk.
Getting in line for the bathroom now. You know why.
Focus, everybody. If we lose this chug-off, we're going to be the laughingstock of all of Cambridge. That means the red line, the green line, the tram, local bus services will all be unavailable to us moving forward.
Damn it, I need some of those to get to Government Center.
What we need to do is delay as long as possible to stall and give Tommy time.
He's not coming, Shailene. All he cares about is preparing course material and publishing relevant studies to his field. Not to worry you, son, but I'm concerned we may not be able to win this competition without him. The dean's staff is approaching that of a level 7 wizard, and he appears completely unfazed.
Hey, Wolfhouse, I'm ready to chug. Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dean, but we need more time.
When the dean says it's time to chug, it's time to chug. Let the Charles River run crimson with school pride.
You want to knock him back, Dean? Bring out the Sam Adams.
Lower the keg of specifically Sam Adams Boston Lager. Now look at the size of these great kegs. That's right. At 4.9 ABV, the Boston Lager is thick like a soup. We're not talking the drinkability of the Sam Adams Breakaway Blonde Ale or Wicked Easy Summer Ale. No, we're facing an uphill challenge of a harsh old Fezziwig or a Holiday White Ale. This brew rises above the rest, much like Harvard University itself. As I would know.
as the dean. I'm ripping my shirt off and I'm fat. He's fatter than he looks. That means he's going to be even better than we thought.
What are we going to do?
Thomas Wolfson, where are you now?
I'm ready to chug, Wolf House. Let's show all of Cambridge werewolves are not welcome in our rigid and traditional nightlife customs.
You're going to eat those words, Dean.
I'm stepping up next to the stool that the keg is on. Everyone here knows the rules. Neither team can stop sucking off the little nozzle on the bottom of the keg until it is tapped or the other team yields. Let me go first, son. You've done so much for this city. Pap. Pick your warrior, it makes no difference. Soon I will grasp another terrible victory for white men. You're going down, Dean. We chug on the sound of the gun, to be fired by Dean of Admissions William R. Fitzsimmons. Chug! Ah! I'm being blasted by foam. Dead! What's wrong, old man? Can't handle a little Boston snow? Glug, glug, glug.
Marty, the Dean is sucking it right off with no hands.
Don't worry about me, Marty. I'll suck it down. Glug, glug.
I feel like he's lapping us, although it's obviously impossible to tell.
Oh, Wolf House, I'm past the cream. Now the real fun begins.
There, get out of there.
Not yet, Marty. Not until I...
chuck the foam.
Douglas!
Oh, I'm barfing. I'm barfing it up. Look at that barf. Who's next on the pile, glug, glug?
Let me in there.
No, Marty, you're our anchor. I'll chug next.
Oh, this ought to be good. I'm still chugging, by the way.
Here I go. Oh, it's pretty good. There's no more foam. Okay, I'm done. I can't do any more.
Ha! I must have only been 20 ounces of Boston Lager. I've already consumed 160 of the 661-ounce keg.
I'm barfing!
Shailene!
I'm barfing!
Just look at her, Bob.
This ends now, Dean. I'm ready to do the whole keg by myself.
Big talk for a little dog. You'll have to catch up to my massive chug lead. I'll show you. Glug, glug, glug. Incredible, son. Fantastic chugging. I'm covered in vomit.
Look at him slug it.
Oh, crap, that's a lot of brew. Oh.
Ha, ha, ha.
I told you, Marty, you werewolves aren't fit for the lives of Harvard men.
You know what, Dean? You're starting to piss me off.
Marty's so mad he's turning into a werewolf. It's me, Steven. I'm back from the bathroom.
What?
I hear we're having a chug-off. Oh, Marty, let fly with the hunger of a wolf.
Time to slurp.
He's catching up right away.
No, my prodigious lead.
I'm just getting started.
He's practically deep-throating the keg, which is a good thing.
Damn you, meek wolf!
They both finished half the keg!
Okay, even as a wolf, I'm pretty full of Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Ha-ha! Look at this. You werewolves are all the same. Bloated athleticism lacking the endurance and distinction of a Harvard man. I won't even have to finish this 661-ounce trough after I get your concession and have the three of you expelled for no reason.
Damn it!
What are we going to do? My education.
My UN connections and internship.
I thought I smelled a party.
Tommy, you're here! You can save the chug-off!
It's too late, Wolf House. I've already amassed another 50-ounce lead in the time you've been announcing things. You'll never catch up now.
You know what? I'm getting pissed off. I might have to turn into a wolf and finish this whole cake. Oh.
Tommy, what about your dissertation?
What good is publishing in a scientific journal if I can't share it with my pack? Now it's time to sock this thing off.
Look at that pup! Chug! No! Damn it! He's too fast at chugging! I'm getting behind and I'm so full! Finish him, Tommy! Suck it down!
It's time to tap the keg!
No! My life's work of being racist! And I'm so... full! Barf! And now the Dean is barfing on the floor.
Together as wolves, we are Boston strong.
Wolf House wins! Oh, it appears the Dean has collapsed.
Is he breathing?
He's not breathing. Okay. Is there anyone here from Harvard Medical School?
In spite of a heroic victory against the old guard of academia, our heroes appear to have killed the Dean by drinking him to death. How will this affect their burgeoning professional class futures? Find out next time on the season 6 finale of Theater of Delight!